Hello, and this is Goff of GoffLawyer.com, and today we're testing the Meizu HD50 headphones supplied generously by GearBest. The test is being performed in the same environment that the other microphones were tested in, namely that the capsule is just hanging freely on the cable and isn't being held towards my mouth. The room itself is moderately quiet, with three computers running and an air conditioner. Overall, the voice amplitude is a little bit lower than that of other microphones using the same Zoom H2N handy recorder equipment. The voice, however, does sound relatively well received. This has been a test of the Meizu HD50 headphone microphone by GoffLawyer.com. Thanks again to GearBest for supplying this unit for review. Hello, this is Goff of GoffLawyer.com, and here we are testing the microphone in the Xiaomi or Mi headphones. These are Xiaomi's first audiophile grade over-the-head headphones, and this is being tested with the Zoom H2N handy recorder as per the other microphones. It seems like this microphone is very similar to that in the Mi in-ear headphones Pro, with a little bit of hiss in the background, but the bass response doesn't seem to be as good as the Mi in-ear headphones Pro. However, the way it picks up the voice is quite acceptable, as I've got the capsule hanging quite freely and I'm not holding on to the capsule in any way. The recorded voice overall sounds fairly natural and relatively lifelike. Hi, and this is Goff of GoffLawyer.com. Right now you're hearing my voice as picked up by the Mi in-ear headphones Pro, generously supplied by Xiaomi Singapore. It is hooked up via a TRRS adapter to the Zoom H2N handy recorder, which has a very nice front-end preamp. I'm sitting in a room with three computers running, and the microphone capsule is not being held to my mouth. Instead, it is hanging in the air freely. As you can hear, the voice is well received by the microphone. Thanks again to Xiaomi Singapore. For comparison purposes, this is the stock headset, which is supplied with my LG G Pro Lite Dual, or otherwise known as D686. The capsule is again hanging freely, but because of the cable design, it's hanging down near my chest. And as a default stock headset is not in-ear headphone, there's not much isolation. It's one of those regular earbuds, and so I can hear myself quite well, and all the noise in the background is intruding. Another point of comparison is this headset, which is the stock headset from a Samsung Galaxy S3. Again, the capsule is hanging freely. Also, the fit of the in-ear silicone pieces on the Samsung stock headset isn't really a good fit for my ears. The section which seals the ear is a bit too thin, which makes it difficult to fit without having it scrunch up or otherwise irritate the ear. Adding on to the list of headsets for comparison, this is the Ultimate Ears UE200VI headset, which I had used in several years past and has generally performed okay, aside from the build quality, which is a bit plasticky and the silicone tips like to fall out and get lost. But on the whole, the audio quality of the UE200VI is acceptable, but nowhere near as good as the Xiaomi in-ears Pro.